I've noticed you're really great with people, Yael. In fact, I'd say you're like a chameleon in the way that you adapt to your social surroundings.
I detect a major flaw in the metaphor you just used. It's actually a myth, Don, that chameleons change colors as a response to the colors of their surroundings. Their ability to change colors is not about camouflaging themselves. Rather, their color changes in response to mood, temperature, and light. And their coloring is primarily a form of communication, such as whether or not they're willing to mate.
So you're saying that rather than changing color to look like something they're not, chameleons actually change color to reveal their true feelings.
That's right. In contrast to what your metaphor implies, there's nothing deceptive about chameleons changing colors. The chameleon skin is made up of a number of layers that serve different functions. The outer layer is transparent. Under that layer are two layers of red and yellow pigments. Under this are layers that reflect blue and white light, and below that are layers of brown melanin. The cells in these various layers respond to internal chemical reactions, as well as to external light and heat, by expanding or contracting. For example, when a chameleon is calm, it might look green in color because the contracted yellow pigment cells allow blue reflected light to pass through. When a chameleon is angry, the yellow pigment cells expand, thus preventing light from reflecting off of the layers of the cells below.
There goes my metaphor, as well as everything I thought I knew about chameleons.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Amelia Martins in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.